Welcome back. In this lesson, we're going deep on how to build drop momentum in Ableton Live 12 for that timeless roller, old school jungle, darker DNB vibe. And right away, I want to make one thing super clear. We are not trying to make a drop that just hits hard for one bar and then gets messy. We want a drop that keeps moving. A drop that feels like it was already in motion before you even pressed play. That's the magic in this style. It's not maximum energy all the time. It's forward motion, restraint, and phrasing. So if you've ever made a beginner DNB drop that felt too busy, too loud, or like it was trying to impress too early, this lesson is going to help a lot. We're going to use stock Ableton tools and keep the workflow beginner-friendly. We'll build the drop in arrangement view, shape the drums, lock in the sub, add a rolling mid-bass or re-slayer. Then use small automation moves and phrase variations to make the whole thing feel alive. Let's start with the big picture. For a timeless roller-style drop, the groove usually works best in 8-bar and 16-bar phrases. That means your arrangement should feel like it's breathing in sections, not just looping endlessly. A strong DNB drop often, as a main idea, then a slight variation, then a tension lift, then a switch up or release. Think of it like this. Bars 1 to 4, establish the groove. Bars 5 to 8, add a little variation. Bars 9 to 12, shift the bass or drum energy slightly. Bars 13 to 16, push into the next phrase or set up the transition. That structure alone can make your drop sound way more professional, even before you add fancy sound design. So first, open arrangement view and set up a clean 16-bar drop section. If you already have an intro or breakdown, place the drop after a little tension so the impact is clear. Create separate tracks for drums, sub-bass, mid-bass or res, effects, and atmosphere. If you like, color code them so the arrangement is easier to read, and definitely add locators if that helps you stay organized. Label things like drop start, drop variation, and switch up. That organization matters more than people think. In drum and bass, the arrangement is part of the groove. Now let's build the drum foundation. The drums are the engine of the drop. For jungle and old school DNB, you want the drums to feel alive, but still controlled. A classic starting point is one breakbeat loop, then a snare or clap anchor, and maybe a kick layer if the break needs more weight. You can load your break into simpler and use classic mode or slice mode, depending on how you want to work. If you need to, warp it carefully, but don't over-edit the life out of it. The whole point of a break is that it has movement and personality. A nice beginner move is to loop the break for 2 bars first. Then instead of making huge changes, do small edits. Maybe mute the last hit of a bar. Maybe duplicate a snare hit. Maybe add a tiny ghost note just before the main snare. These little changes go a long way, and here's a really useful tip. Add drum bus lightly to the break. Don't smash it, just enough to give it some edge and weight. You might try a little drive, a little boom, and then use EQ8 to clean up any mud in the low mids if the break starts sounding boxy. Usually somewhere around 200 to 400 Hz is worth checking. Why does this work so well in DNB? Because the break gives you that human, rolling energy, while the anchor hits keep the listener locked into the phrase. That combination is the classic jungle feel. Now let's move to the sub-bass. This is where a lot of beginner drops either become weak or become too messy. The sub needs to be clean, mono, and intentional. Use a simple instrument like operator or wave heatable and aim for a sine-like tone. Keep it focused. Keep it centered. Keep it solid. If you're using operator, a sine wave is a great start. Turn on mono if needed, and keep glide or portamento off at first unless you want a very specific slide effect. The notes should be short and controlled so the low end doesn't smear into one big blur. For the pattern, don't overcomplicate it. In rollers, simple often works better than busy. Try repeated root notes, a few offbeat pushes, and maybe one small note change every 2 bars. The goal is to support the drums, not compete with them. And this part is important. Use utility on the sub track and set the width to 0% if necessary. That keeps the bass mono, which is essential for a clean club-ready low end. If the sub gets stereo or facey, the whole drop can lose impact fast. A good mental target is that the sub should live in the lower range, around 40 to 60 Hz depending on the key, and it should feel like the foundation, not the feature. Now we add movement with a mid-bass or res layer. This is what turns the drop from simple drums and sub into proper DNB pressure. You can use wave-eatable, analog, or even a resampled texture if you want something rougher and more old-school. The idea is to create a layer that adds grit, motion, and harmonic energy, but doesn't fight the sub. A simple chain could be wave-eatable into auto-filter, then saturator, then EQ8. If needed, You can add corpus carefully for extra body, but use that sparingly for a restyle sound. Try to slightly detune saws or a detuned wavitable. Then filter it so it sits somewhere in the mid-range. A low pass around 300 to 700 Hz is a good starting zone if you want it darker. Add a little saturation, just enough to bring out harmonics and help the bass speak on smaller speakers. And here's the groove secret. Don't let the reese just sit there forever. Phrase it. Let it answer the drums. Maybe the bass hits, then there's a small gap, then it answers again. That call and response pattern is one of the easiest ways to make a roller feel alive without needing a super complex sound design setup. At this point, your drop should already have a basic pulse, drums, sub, and a mid-bass layer that pushes and pulls with the rhythm. Now we make it feel human. This is where ghost notes, edits, and tiny variations come in. These are the details that make a drop feel timeless instead of looped and static. Add a ghost note before the snare. Duplicate a break slice at the end of bar 4 or bar 8. Remove a kick on one repeat so the next hit lands harder. Slightly vary the hi-hats every 4 or 8 bars. And don't overdo it. A strong rule for beginner DNB is to change one or two things every 4 bars, not 10 things at once. Too much change kills the momentum. Remember, we want forward motion, not chaos. If you're working with drum MIDI, use velocity changes for ghost notes. If you're working with audio, try clip envelopes or small gain tweaks. And if you want a bit of swing, the groove pool can help bring that breakbeat feel forward without making it feel robotic. Now let's talk about automation, because this is one of the biggest tools for movement in a roller drop. You do not need huge crazy effects. Often, small automation moves are enough to keep the whole thing evolving. You can automate auto filter cutoff on the bass, echo feedback for tiny throws, reverb, send on a snare, utility gain on a build element, or even saturate or drive in the second half of the drop. For example, you might slowly open the bass filter from around 300 Hz to 700 Hz over 4 bars, or increase saturate or drive by just 1 or 2 dB in the last 2 bars of a phrase, or add a short echo throw on a snare at the end of bar 4 or bar 8. The key is subtlety. In DNB, if you automate too much, the drop can start to feel weak or overproduced. Small movement is often stronger than big movement, especially when the drums and bass are already working hard. Now let's make sure the low end is actually working. This is the part that separates a decent project from one that really hits on big speakers. Keep the sub mono. Use EQ 8 to remove unnecessary low mid mud. Avoid stereo widening on the low end. On the drum bus, you can use glue compressor lightly, just enough to hold things together. Don't crush it. A good starting point on the drum bus might be a moderate attack and a fairly quick or auto release, but the exact settings depend on the material. The main idea is light glue, not heavy squash. On the mid-bass, high pass it so it doesn't compete with the sub. And if it's harsh, carve out the nasty areas around 2-5 kHz depending on the sound. If the kick and sub are fighting, the drop will feel smaller no matter how loud it is. Clean separation is everything in this genre. Now, one of the most important arrangement ideas. Don't let the first 8 bars be the whole drop. A lot of beginner tracks peak too early. That's a big reason they don't feel like proper roller tunes. You want the second half to introduce something new, even if it's just a small change. Maybe a snare fill in bar 8. Maybe a slight bass rhythm shift in bars 9 to 12. Maybe a reverse cymbal or a downlifter into the next phrase. Maybe one extra hat. Maybe one less kick. Little changes are enough. A really solid pattern is this. Bars 1 to 4, main groove. Bars 5 to 8, one new bass note and a drum fill. Bars 9 to 12, a bit more intensity and maybe an extra break slice. Bars 13 to 16, strip something back or push into the next section. That kind of evolution keeps the listener locked in. And don't forget atmosphere and FX. Old school jungle and darker DNB often have a subtle sense of space around the drums. Use a low ambient pad, some vinyl texture, a short reverse cymbal, a small impact before the drop, or a little downlifter into the next phrase. But keep it understated. FX should be seasoning, not the main dish. If you want the track to feel darker, a quiet filtered noise layer or chopped vocal texture can add a lot of character. Just make sure it's not getting in the way of the drum and bass pocket. High pass those textures if needed. Now, a few teacher style reminders that will save you a lot of time. Think forward motion, not maximum energy. If every element is loud and active all the time, the groove stops breathing. Let one element lead at a time. Sometimes the snare is the anchor. Sometimes the sub pulse is the focus. Sometimes the bass response takes over. Don't make everything equally important all the time. Use contrast between busy and simple. If the break gets more active, let the bass simplify. If the bass gets more animated, keep the drum steadier. That push-pull is one of the reasons roller drops feel so good. And if the drop sounds small, don't immediately add more layers. Often the better move is to remove one unnecessary percussion part or shorten a bass note that's masking the drums. Less can feel bigger. Also, work at a lower volume sometimes. That's a great way to tell if the groove is actually strong. If it still feels exciting quietly, you're doing something right. Here are a few advanced style ideas you can try once the basic drop is working. Phrase the bass as a question and answer over two bars. Bar 1 asks with a short rhythm. Bar 2 replies with a longer note or a rest. Try the missing hit trick. Remove one expected drum or bass hit every 4 or 8 bars. That tiny absence makes the return hit harder.